Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'd like to say this morning, I know that most of you know Maxine, my twin sister. And, of course, most of you also know that she lives at North Lambton Lodge. Maxine basically is doing just fine. And she wasn't able to make it this morning. She told me to make sure that I said hello to everybody. And I'd like to say this morning that on June the 15th, Maxine and I celebrated our 84th birthday. Don't you think we're pretty zippy? Now, it is an honor, once again, for me to stand behind the pulpit of the Forest Pentecostal Church. I certainly have been looking forward to it, and it is a great honor. And like I always do, I would like to ask everyone in this congregation to please whisper a prayer for me that God will help me this morning to present his message to you. And if you do have your Bibles with you, you open them to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse number 9. Pray ye therefore in this manner: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to say to you this morning that God created heaven and earth and the fullness thereof. And God created man, and God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God created man in his own image, not a physical image, but a spiritual image. God is a righteous God. God is a holy God, and God hates sin. And God created man to have fellowship with him forever and ever and ever throughout eternity. Heaven is the kingdom of God, and heaven is a holy place, and heaven is a righteous place, and sin, not even a speck of sin, will ever enter into heaven. God absolutely hates sin, but he created man in his own image, a righteous image, to have fellowship with God, and it was God's intention for mankind to be in that state of fellowship and living in heaven with him forever and ever and ever. And we all know that the story in the Garden of Eden. Adam, oh, there's a microphone. Hi, Mike. Hi. Anyway, we all know the story about Adam and Eve, I'm sure. But I would like to tell it to you this morning. Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. Many fruit trees in that garden, and they were luscious fruit trees, better than you've ever seen. And there was one tree in the garden, the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. Now Adam and Eve were having good, great fellowship with God. They were righteous and holy and in the sight of God, and Adam and Eve were having good fellowship with God. God told Adam and Eve, you can eat of any tree in this garden except the tree of good and evil and knowledge. The day that thou shalt eat thereof, of that tree, thou shalt surely die. Adam and Eve were tempted. They passed by all the other beautiful trees, and the fruit of that, on that tree of good and evil and knowledge, was so tempting, and it looked so delicious, and they yielded to temptation, and they ate of that fruit from the tree of good and evil and knowledge, and sinned against God. They disobeyed God. And the Bible says immediately their eyes were open and they knew that they had sinned against God, and they were ashamed of themselves, and they went and hid themselves. And sin entered into the world. And God was grieved in his heart when he found out that man had sinned against him. God was grieved because God wanted to have fellowship with mankind throughout eternity. Now, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If I was to ask any one of you this morning about Jesus, I'm sure that every person in this congregation, probably without exception, would say, I think Jesus is a wonderful man. Or you might say, I think he was a wonderful man. But he is a wonderful man. But I'm sure that you would say this morning that Jesus is a wonderful person. He performed a lot of good things on this earth, and I think he was a great person. And Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am from everlasting to everlasting. I always have been and I always will be. I am the eternal, everlasting Son of God. Jesus was with God when God created heaven and earth. And now sin has entered into the world, and God is grieved in his heart. And he needed to do something about it. What am I going to do? I love all these people. They've all sinned, and I can't allow them to come to heaven because of their evil deeds. What am I going to do? And God searched heaven, and he decided the only thing that he could possibly do to reconcile a good relationship for man back to God is to send Jesus. Jesus, his only son, came and died on the cross. Now let me tell you, Jesus was no ordinary person. Jesus was born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. God is the father of Jesus. Jesus had no earthly father, and Jesus was no ordinary person. He is the eternal righteous Son of God, born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus obeyed God and came, and he loved us enough to die on the cross. The preaching of the cross is to those that perish foolishness, but unto those of us who are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. Jesus came to this earth and died on the cross. And the Bible says he rose again and he ascended back up into heaven. And Jesus is up in heaven this very minute, seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and for me. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And God sent Jesus to this earth to reconcile all of us back into a right relationship with him. Do you believe in Jesus? In John 3:16, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. We need to believe in Jesus so that we will not perish and go into eternal hell. God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have the gift of eternal life. It's one thing to say, yes, I know that Jesus was on this earth, but we need to believe in him and ask him to forgive us of our sins. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In John chapter 3, I believe it begins at around verse number 3, Jesus and Nicodemus were having a visit. And Nicodemus said to Jesus, "Truly thou art a man come from God, because of the good works that thou art doing." Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "That's foolishness. How can a grown man enter his mother's womb the second time and be born again?" Jesus said, "That which is of the flesh is of the flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature, and old things shall pass away, and all things will become new." You must be born again. Now, as I look over this congregation, I admit I don't see very many of you, because, you know, I'm blind in one eye and can't see out of the other one. So, but anyway, as I look over this congregation, I'm sure that many people here today, I have a lot of friends today that can tell you they are born again. They have experienced the born-again experience by asking Jesus to forgive them of their sins, by asking Jesus to save their souls from eternal hell. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and sin. And we can ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins. "By grace are ye saved through faith, that not of works, lest any man should boast." We confess our sins to Jesus, and immediately, I experienced this, and there's many people here today that have experienced this, had this same experience. Immediately, the Spirit of God, for the first time in my life, flooded my soul, and I was changed from the inside out, and my innermost being was flooded with the Spirit of God and the power of God and the joy of the Lord. I accepted the forgiveness of Jesus by faith, and I was transformed. I was transformed by the power of God, just like you were if you're born again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And I say to you this morning, you can't fake it with God. God knows all about you. The very hairs of your head are numbered. And you know where you stand with God. You know whether you're born again or not. You know whether or not you're saved and on your way to heaven. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we will be saved. Now here we are, born again, little baby Christians. Before I got born again, I wasn't interested in the things of God. I wasn't interested in going to church. But now all I wanted to do is live for God. The Spirit of God is within me. He's prompting me and helping me and leading me and guiding me into paths of righteousness. Here I am, a born-again Christian. I need to go out and do my job and do everything. And the Bible says, be ye in the world, but not of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We are in this world. We're going to be in this world until God calls us home. But we do not have to be of the world. We can live above the sins and filth and all the garbage through the anointing of the Holy Spirit and through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Bible says, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We can be born again by the power of God and live for God and reign with him forever and ever and ever. As we look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, Our Father, who art in heaven. Jesus was acknowledging right then and there that he is the Son of God. Our Father, Jesus was praying to his Father, who art in heaven. He was acknowledging that heaven exists. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God is holy, God is just, God is all knowledgeable, God is all powerful. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God is heaven. And God does want heaven to come. But God is a righteous God, and nothing will enter into heaven that is not right with him. We all need to be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. The only way that things can be done on earth is through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We cannot come to God except by him. No man cometh to God but through Jesus. We need to confess our sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thy kingdom come. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we pray and as we grow in grace and allow the Spirit of God to work through us, we can live above the things of the world, and the kingdom of God can be done on earth as it is in heaven, and we can be a witness for him. Let thy kingdom come. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. God says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Faith, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. I believe as Christians we need to pray. First of all, I believe we need to read the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God, and through prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And as we pray, we don't pray out of our head. We should pray out of the abundance of our heart. And if we're going to pray, we have to be born again to pray properly to God. We need to be born again and know who we're praying to. We have to be born again and pray to God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. If we're born again, we have become righteous through the power of God and through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God will help us to live above sin and the filthy things that the devil throws to us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God, and through prayer, and through the assembling of ourselves together. I believe as Christians we should be in church as much as we possibly can. We need to have fellowship with one another, and we need to encourage one another. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. As a Christian, I stand here this morning, I tell you that God is love. How could I be a Christian if I did not love? If I do not have any love in my heart and soul, I better get down on my knees and search my heart and make sure I get rid of all the sins, the sin. We need to have the love of God. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. As if we show love to our friends, even the unsaved friends, we are witnesses for Jesus. By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. And we need to show forth love. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In other words, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We're all in this world, and every born-again Christian is tempted. And it is not a sin to be tempted, but you know, we're in this world. And I tell you this morning that every one of us from time to time do things that are displeasing to God. From time to time we don't plan it, we don't want to do it, but it happens. We say things, we do things, things happen, and we sin against God. But God, Jesus said, I am a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And if we sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. The blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we need to be sincere. We can't fake it with God. And we don't need to mess around with God. If we sin, we need to repent. And repent means to turn away. Turn away from those sins. And never, ever do them again. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did sin, and I know I did. But please forgive me, and he will forgive us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We need to be forgiving. And if somebody has done us wrong, we need to ask God to help us to forgive them. And we might even have to go to them and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you. Please forgive me. Or if they offended us, even then we could go to them and say, I forgive you for what you did to me. I forgive you and I love you in the Lord. We need to be more concerned about people's souls. We need to be more concerned about whether or not they're saved than on the way to heaven. And we need to forgive. We need to show love. By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Lead us not into temptation. God will never lead us into temptation. And we're all tempted on every hand, every one of us. Have you ever been tempted? Yes, you have. Every day of your life, every second of our lives, we're tempted. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Bible says that we should abstain from the very appearance of evil. How can we abstain from the appearance of evil? That's ludicrous. Evil's all around us. We step out our door and it's there. It's all around us. Evil is all around us. There's cursing, there's swearing, there's drunkenness, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, deceitfulness. Everything is all around us, and God hates evil. God hates sin, and God says that anybody that doeth these things will not have their part in the kingdom of God. How can we abstain from the very appearance of evil when it's all around us? We can abstain from the very appearance of evil through the anointing of the Spirit of God, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can turn our back on God and we can abstain from the very appearance of evil. We can live a righteous life by trusting God and asking Jesus all the time to forgive us of our sins and to save us. And I say to you this morning, when I get up every day, I have to tell you, I ask Jesus to help me search my heart that I might not sin against him. Help me to abstain from the appearance of evil, Lord, because I need your help. And there is times I admit I fail him, but thank God he forgives me. And I'm so sorry when I do things that are wrong in the sight of God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom of God is heaven. And every born-again Christian that's here this morning is looking forward to going to the kingdom of heaven. I'm looking forward to going to heaven, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. The same power that God used to create heaven and earth. The same God power that God used to send Jesus to this earth to be born of a virgin. The same power that God used to change our lives, that we were transformed by the power of God, by the Spirit of God, and we became new creatures in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is to those that perish foolishness. Jesus came and suffered and died on the cross. He rose again that we might be saved. It's foolishness, but unto those of us who are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. And it's that power that's going to bring us through to heaven to live and reign with Jesus. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You know, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And I've finished the course. I'm getting close to heaven. I haven't finished it yet, but man, I'm getting close. I'm 84 years old, and I don't think I'll live to be 100. Do you? Not likely. I'm looking forward to living and reigning with Jesus forever and ever up in heaven. That for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of heaven. I've lived all my life with 10% vision or less. There's a lot of things I could not do on this earth that you do. I couldn't play a lot of the sports, can't drive a car, and many things that I can't do on earth. But when I get to heaven, heaven is, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory of heaven. I'm going to have perfect sight up in heaven, and I'm going to be doing everything that everybody else does, the power and the glory of heaven. And the first thing that I want to happen when I get to heaven is to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to shake his hand. I want to thank him for everything. Everything for me, he done for me while he was on this earth. You know, Jesus has healed me so many times on this earth. I've had a lot of things happen. But here I am, by the grace of God, by the power of God. It's only by his power that I'm able to stand here this morning and to preach to you. It's only by the grace of God that this is happening. As Jesus is with me and he's helped me by the glory of God and the glory of heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. I look forward to seeing Jesus, and I'm going to live and reign with him throughout eternity. And if you want to get to heaven this morning, you must ask him. You have to do it. You have to ask him, Jesus, forgive me of my sins, for save my soul. Save my soul. By grace are ye saved through faith, that not of works, lest any man should boast. If you do that, you accept it by faith, you too can have this born-again experience. You too can be saved and on your way to heaven. You can say that I'm going to live and reign with Jesus forever and ever and ever throughout eternity. I'm going to close my part of the service. But I'm telling you, I don't make no bones about it. My desire is for you to get saved. My desire is for you to confess your sins to Jesus and ask him to forgive you of your sins. My prayer and my desire is for you to be born again. Verily, 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 I say unto thee, except a man be born again. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The wages of sin is death. Death is hell. Death is eternity without God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Like I said, I'm going to close. I'm going to turn the service over to Fenton. And at the very end of the service, when Fenton is through, I want to thank all the musical team this morning. Didn't they do a wonderful job? I thought it was just awesome that they did that, got together and did this music this morning. But I want to turn the service over to Fenton. And at the end of the service, the very end, I'd like the whole congregation to sing Amazing Grace. I always do that in my services. And if you're saved, you can sing it from the depth of your heart. You can sing it from the depths of your heart. God bless you, everyone. Thank everyone for coming. And I love you. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for allowing me to preach to you this morning. And I certainly do look forward to seeing each and every one of you in heaven. Thank you so much. God bless you.